a new day. You have a choice. God has given every single human on this entire earth the same choice, a choice to follow Christ or a choice to follow the world. Every single day we wake up and we face the same thing. We have free will. And I think that's something that's so beautiful that God gave us. He gave every single one of us free will to choose. He does not force himself upon us. He does not force us to pray. He does not force us to learn about him through his word. He does not force us to worship him. He does not force anything upon us. He has given us all the same gift. A choice, free will. Every day you get to wake up and you get to choose Christ or choose the world. And I know there's so many of us that are saved and we're Christians and we're like, yes, we choose Christ and we're following Christ because that's how we view ourselves. But there's so many times in my life where I just have to hit pause and reflect about my behavior, reflect maybe what I just said or what I just did. Was I choosing Christ in that moment or was I choosing the world? And there's so many times that we don't even realize we're choosing the world. Maybe you're watching something that you know is dark, that it has no business being in your home. Maybe you're making a decision to listen to a music that is not godly, that is spreading wickedness. You're choosing the world. Or maybe you know that you shouldn't be hanging out with that group of friends anymore because they never lead to anything that's fruitful. You are choosing the world. Maybe you're hanging out in the locker room and they're having a conversation that you know you have no business being involved in because it's toxic and it's just drama, gossip. You're choosing the world. How many times throughout our day do we have a choice? To choose Christ or to choose the world. And we choose the world, not even thinking about it. Because unfortunately, when we were born into the world, we were born into sin. And when we were born into sin, we became professional manipulators and justifiers. In my opinion, I believe that we all have become very, very good at justifying why our behavior is okay. Why it's okay to go to that party. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to go to this party. I know they might be drinking and smoking, but I know as a Christian, I'm not going to be drinking or smoking, so it's okay. But in that moment, you're choosing the world. You're choosing to put the world before God because you're choosing to go to that party because you think it makes more sense than staying home and doing something for God. Or maybe choosing a different type of friends that doesn't want to go join those parties. How many times are we given an opportunity to follow Christ? And how many times do we fall short? This is not a message to condemn you. It's just to create awareness. Think about how many decisions we make every single day. There's so many things going on in our lives. So many times where we have an opportunity to choose Christ over the world. Even starting with simple things, maybe you're just waking up and scrolling through social media. You don't feel like it's a big deal. You don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. In fact, your content that you're viewing may even be about Christ. But how are we spending our time? How would it be if we were to wake up, give thanks to the Lord, get in prayer, and maybe read even just one simple scripture or two? Choosing Christ. How much more fruitful would life be? If we were to actually make intentional decisions about serving Christ and making more intentional decisions about how we can bring him honor and praise versus choosing the worldly things, all of the things that the world tells us we should do, the things that are okay. Maybe even you might have friends or teachers or coaches, influential people in your life that are helping you justify why choosing worldly things is okay. You have more access to things at your fingertips than I ever had growing up. And technology is continuing to improve. It's continuing to evolve and it's not slowing down anytime soon. And the more access we have available at our fingertips, become more and more programmed like the world. Use caution in everything that you do. Everything is a choice. Again, God's not going to force you to do anything. So honor him with that. Start with gratitude because of that. God, thank you so much for this opportunity that I get to choose you, that I get to choose this time to worship you, that I get to choose the time to be alone with you, that you are my provider, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that I never go without. Choose Christ versus choosing the world. And if you do choose the world, then try to hit pause. Reflect on what led you up to making that decision. What went wrong? What could have went better? I think too many times throughout our life, and I'm including myself, of course, that we're rushing through our days. We're off to school. We're off to activities. We're off to meeting up with friends. We've got homework. We've got all these different things that are consuming us, and we're running super, super fast getting through our day. And before we know it, it's time to get ready for bed. And we don't reflect on what happened throughout the day. Sometimes we're pretty exhausted at the end of the night. I know I can speak for myself. I feel pretty darn tired at the end of the night. And there's too many times where I've gone to bed without reflecting on my day. See, what happens without reflection is that you don't get to identify parts in your day that could have went better. Parts in your day where you could have made a better decision. Parts in your day where you don't want to repeat the following day. And so without reflecting and thinking through the day, then really we're just kind of expecting to wake up the next day and do it all over again. And that's what happens as we get wrapped up into these worldly things, because all of a sudden the things that we thought we would never do become normal to us because we do them over and over and over, because we've gotten so good at justifying why those things are okay that we no longer see them as part of the world. We just include them into our day-to-day life. Being a Christian is not an easy walk. Being a Christian takes discipline. Being a Christian is about being intentional about what we say and about what we do. It's a journey. And my mission is to share these messages with you youth so that you can be better than me. So you can achieve more than me, so you can glorify the kingdom, so you can be set on fire to do what God has ordained you to do. But it starts with awareness, and it starts with a choice. Are you choosing Christ, or are you choosing